This is KUT. An El Paso abortion clinic is open again and scheduling appointments. That's after the clinic closed in April of 2014. This clinic is a plaintiff in a case that could go before the Supreme Court, in a lawsuit which involves a 2013 state law restricting abortion facilities and doctors. But as KUT's Veronica Zaragovia reports, reproductive health rights activists say too many Texas women still don't have access to care.
This El Paso clinic, called Reproductive Services, reopened on Tuesday. It offers abortions, family planning, and well women services. It also works with an adoption agency for patients who have unwanted pregnancies.
This is a huge development for women in West Texas.
Stephanie Todi is a senior counsel at the Center for Reproductive Rights. It's defending this clinic in an ongoing legal challenge against a restrictive 2013 Texas abortion law. It's called HB2. Earlier this year, the U.S. Supreme Court blocked certain provisions of the law that add restrictions on abortion physicians and clinics. Todi hopes the High Court will take up the case in its upcoming term starting in October.
The outcome of this case will have impact not just in Texas but nationwide, because a number of states have followed Texas's lead in enacting sham laws to shut down abortion clinics.
Ana Rodriguez de Freitas is with the National Latina Institute for Reproductive Health. She spoke to KUT as she was driving an hour from McAllen to speak with women in a colonia without electricity outside of Brownsville. She says one clinic in El Paso and one in McAllen aren't enough.
Yes, there's access, but only for people who can drive, only for people who have legal status, only for people who have the resources to make the trip.
The trip to the metropolitan areas that have a clinic. Texas had about 40 clinics in 2012. Now it has about half that number. Veronica Zaragovia, KUT News.